one of the reasons why we've gotten where we are today with Christians not maintaining a true biblical worldview is because of the fact that for generations we've gotten away from sound, solid discipleship. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that permeates all parts of the church. If we were to look at local churches in America, one of the things, sadly, that our research revealed is that it's a very, very small proportion of Christian churches in this country that have any kind of intentional plan for trying to help their people develop a biblical worldview. Their concept is, you know, if we preach sermons that people are going to be attentive to, that's essentially the best we can do. Whereas when we go back in history, or there are some churches that are very intentional about trying to help people develop a biblical worldview, we find that that intentionality is critical. And one of the ways that you can figure out whether or not a church is intentional about this, we found, is to look at what do they measure as success. We found that there are very, very few churches that look at worldview development as one of the areas that they even bother to evaluate. And I'll tell you this, I've learned over 40 years of doing research, you get what you measure, which means if you don't think that inculcating a biblical worldview in somebody's mind and heart is important enough to measure, it's not going to happen by accident. So it's important that we establish it as a priority. We have a plan for how we're going to go about doing it, and we're constantly evaluating whether or not that plan is working so that we can revise it if we need to and be more effective, because someday we're going to have to stand and give account for what we chose to do in our churches, in our homes, in our lives, to this holy, righteous, loving God who has given us the tools to understand how to live a life of wholeness, how to become holy people under the, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit. But we as Americans right now, I hate to say it, but we're choosing to ignore those offers of guidance and assistance and resources to become the people that God made us to be. We can't continue to go down that path. We can do better.
You know, there's a great warning that's given to pastors particularly, and that is, if we don't fulfill our responsibility in seeing that we make sure that our congregation is properly discipled, we are going to give an answer to God for that. And every one of us as pastors must take heed to that.